Get ahead of the postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Savings are in full bloom at Tanger Outlets. Get up to an extra 25% off on top of everyday savings during Tanger Style, our biggest sale of the season. Find amazing value on your favorite brands. Visit Tanger.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
I don't want what I'm about to say to be misconstrued. I don't believe they're necessarily doing it better over in the United Kingdom. I just find this to be weird because typically the United States has been, writ large, generically more conservative, more leaning toward individual rights and freedoms and common sense than our European cousins, in particular the United Kingdom. So to see something like this happen in the UK that hasn't happened here in the United States, it's a bit off-putting. It shows you how far this country has declined under socialist democrat rule. When the UK can actually make better decisions as it pertains to their children, as it pertains to their country's future, than we do. This is breaking news as of last week. The United Kingdom, I can't remember which news network put this out, but here is the story. Listen.
Let's just bring you a bit of breaking news, which may be of interest to some of you. It's about puberty blockers. Now, these are drugs that are used to delay the changes of puberty in transgender youngsters. In terms of how they are prescribed by the NHS, there has been a lot of controversy over the last few years about this. At the moment, they are only prescribed to children attending gender identity services as part of clinical research.
Only as part of research. That's kind of where we are. As a matter of fact, it's growing by leaps and bounds because these gender transition surgeries here in the United States, big bucks. I heard anywhere from $70,000 plus for these surgeries. So now you know why the American Medical Association and other groups have been taken over by left-wingers that are actually prescribing surgeries that do harm to the patient. They're actually backing surgeries that do harm to the patient so certain surgeons can make buku bucks. So over in the UK, even as they were allowing it to happen to kids, these puberty blockers, which they claim are reversible and they're not, these gender reassignment surgeries, which any child that's had to endure this, if they live long enough, say that it has ruined their lives and they really wish they had stayed the gender that they were born with. Here in the United States, there's no end in sight to this because, frankly, not enough parents are rising up saying, this is insane, this is child abuse. But over in the UK, even over there when this stuff was allowed, they're saying, oh, yeah, you could do it in certain circumstances, yada, yada, yada. But
And they are not routinely offered to children at gender identity clinics, but they are still offered. Well, the government, NHS England, has just confirmed that children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. This is coming from NHS England. It just broke in the last few moments.
Yeah. Sky News. Reporting that. NHS saying no more puberty blockers to kids. It's child abuse. The medical community over there has said, look, we're going to start seeing a lot of detrimental outcomes because of this, and they're going to come right back on us. The people, the line has been, oh, it's perfectly safe. If it's puberty blockers, it's completely reversible. No, it's doing immense damage to these kids' systems. It is not completely reversible. It's a big lie. So the UK reversing course and now saying, nope, we're not going to do this to kids anymore. Why is it taking the United States so long? Just to give you an idea how much one of these surgeries costs and how much money is being made off the abuse and the misery of these kids. This is a 2018 article of National Public Radio, taxpayer-funded media, and it was July 26th of 2018. All right? These are in 2018 dollars, not even factoring in the Democrats, socialists, inflation. The cost of a gender reassignment surgery for a 23-year-old male wanting to turn into a female, total bill, $91,850.20. That's, folks, that's 100 grand. That's how much these hospital systems and these so-called surgeons are making and violating, in my opinion, their oath to do no harm. Because all they're doing is immense harm and damage to these young people's lives. And it's all the profit motive. And I think the profit motive isn't an excuse to abuse children. This is just the tip of the iceberg of left-wing craziness that is harming our kids. More on that coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, I want to welcome to the program Michelle Evans. She is the Austin Round Rock chapter lead for the Independent Women's Forum and Williamson County Republican Party chair-elect. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, your title's grown since the last time we talked.
I feel like I carry around a couple of titles, but yes, I did add a new one.
I was going to say, how do you fit that all on a business card? Anyway, reason for this conversation is there's a story out there that caught some people's attention. And of course, this is part of the left wing's bastardization of normalcy, in my opinion. Here's the headline from Texas Scorecard. North Austin Aquatics League allows boys to compete with girls. The league updated its handbook and now allows boys who identify as girls to compete as, quote, female swimmers. What's your take?
Oh, this is a crazy situation here in North Austin. A friend of mine is actually, she runs some of their meets, and so she sounded the alarm about this when NAAL was going through the process of redoing their policy to fit in this so-called gender diverse group of competitors. And so I looked a little bit more into it, and it just got crazier and crazier as I peeled the onion layer after layer. So this is a competitive league, private league, for kids ages 3 to 18. So kids as young as 3 years old. And they've adopted the USA swimming policies and procedures regarding what they call gender diverse youth, mm-hmm. kids. So to be clear, we're talking about minors. And not only are biological boys, and they do reference it as biological males, allowed to compete against biological females, they're allowing the gender identity of these participants to dictate hotel room placement on overnight stays for games away from home, locker room use, and the use of speech. So you are compelled, if you are a coach, a volunteer, a teammate, or anyone else involved in the swim league, you are compelled to use this kid's preferred pronouns and preferred name.
Okay, so let's there's a lot there to unpack, just the first few stanzas. First off, so this league is compelling coaches and everybody else involved to say, we're going to deny science and we're going to force you to call somebody who's a biological male to call them a female.
Right. Yep.
Good grief.
And they're claiming that the biology is not actually biology. It's just something that you observe and assign at birth, and that's not necessarily what you are or aren't.
I see.
So we're going back to this leftist Marxist ideology that, you know, sex is assigned. It's not actually science. It's just kind of this random observation that we make.
Well, when it comes to boys and girls, there are a couple of differences I can point to that are, well, genetically predisposed, which is incredibly scientific, an XX chromosome versus an XY chromosome. But that's a genetic type of distinction. We can talk about phenotypic distinction, you know, the actual representation, physicality. And I want to talk about that because, so let me get this straight. I think I heard you say that when these biological males who claim to be females, they go to away meets and they have to have lodging, they're going to put these biological males in the same rooms with females. And what happens if the females object?
It does refer in these policies and procedures to training for coaches, volunteers, and other participants to learn about gender diversity. So much like what happened to Riley Gaines and the swimmers at the NCAA level, they were forced to undergo gender diversity training, inclusion training to rewire them to understand that these boys are actually girls because they say so.
Well, no. I understand the training aspect in conditioning those who draw a paycheck or affiliated with the league. You tell them how to do this. I'm talking about the very pragmatic.
Right.
You have an away meet. You mm-hmm. are a father of a mother of a daughter, and you're being told by the league that your daughter will be forced to share a room with a biological male. So, how does the league address this?
Since there hasn't been a meet since they adopted this policy, the mom that I've spoken to does not know how this is going to play out in reality. She's trying to prepare her her colleagues to see, you know, she wants them to be able to avoid a discrimination lawsuit or some sort of allegations of bullying. So we're not really sure how this is going to play out in reality. We've seen how it's played out at higher levels. And we've seen the concern from parents when we passed K through 12 and then collegiate level legislation in Texas protecting fairness in sports for women.
Well, wait a minute. There was a case on a national level. I remember talking about it on the Newsmax show where a government run school took kids on a field trip and they put four little girls. We were told there were four little girls. One of them actually ended up being a biological male who revealed that he was a male while they were on the camping trip. And of course, the little girl, at question here, she got very concerned. She couldn't go to sleep. She couldn't understand why so-called adults were doing this to her. And so she called her mom and dad to come get her from this camp. And of course, that created a huge uproar. If I'm a parent and the league that I have my daughter playing with says that my daughter is going to be forced to share a room with a biological male, guess what? As a parent, I'm pulling my daughter out of that league.
Right. I mean, this would be a non-negotiable for me if it was my daughter or even my son. You know, it also allows biological females to compete and change in front of and room with biological males if these females are identifying as a male or gender diverse. That puts these males, these biological males, in a position where they feel like their consent has been violated and they're vulnerable to, you know, allegations of assault or, you know,
right,
something against that female. So it goes both ways. And frankly, if I had my son or daughter in this league, they would be ripped out immediately.
Folks, we're talking to Michelle Evans, Austin Round Rock chapter lead for the Independent Women's Forum and Williamson County Republican Party chair elect. Congratulations, by the way, on that win. So here's this is a private league, and I want to stress that. So frankly, if they want to set whatever cockamamie idiotic rules they want to, that's fine. I'm not compelled to have my children in a league like this. It's quite a different story when Gov Ed or when government entities start adopting these bat guano crazy policies. Yes.
Yes, there is a distinction there, although the problem remains. And disproportionately, this problem impacts negatively women and girls. So it's still a concern, whether it's private or public.
No, it's a concern.
I would like to see fairness protected.
Right, and I know how these private clubs work. A lot of these private clubs are ways that athletes can accentuate their resumes and they can look good to colleges. So...
Right.
Let's not diminish the impact that this NAAL policy is going to have on girls trying to qualify for scholarships in sports. This is going to have a detrimental effect, yes?
It will. And to be clear, sometimes homeschoolers or private schoolers will enter these private leagues because there's not an option at their home school or the private school for competitive swim. I've known a few people who have had homeschoolers or even charter schoolers that have opted to go to private leagues because there's no other option. So it's such a slap in the face of Title IX and what Title IX was intended to protect for women and girls.
Yeah.
It violates their consent, their safety. It violates parents' trust.
Sure is.
So it's a complete travesty as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, slap in the face. It sure is. So the North Austin Aquatics League, what is the response from the parents who are part of this league that you've been able to glean?
There's been a couple of parents who have bravely spoken out. One has been public and one has kind of just been privately reaching out to people. There's been a petition that was shared. And they are trying to show the league that there is a groundswell of support to change the policy to reflect biology and fairness. But they don't have their first meet until late April.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, we will just be, speaking out to anybody who will listen and letting them know that this is happening. It's not at the will of the parents. It's an arbitrary choice on the part of NAAL.
Michelle, I got to be honest with you. The only thing that's going to work is if enough parents walk into that front office of this league, the North Austin Aquatics League, and they say, you know what, we want our money back. We're not going to be part of your left-wing social experimentation. And when the league does the numbers, if they can't continue the league with all the parents pulling out, they're going to have a decision to make. But that's the only thing that's really going to work, don't you think?
I absolutely agree. Unless they put their money where their mouths are, this is not going to change. There's not going to be nearly enough public outcry for this small league for them to change the policy willingly. It's going to take them making the decision to pull their children, their fees, their registration, all of it.
Well, you know North Austin a lot better than I do. You tell me what your feeling is. Are there parents there that say, this is unfair to my daughter? This is unfair to girls in general, and I'm not going to subject my daughter to this? Or do you think they're just going to go along to get along?
I think, like what has happened in other areas across the nation, it's going to take one or two very courageous parents to speak up, and then other parents will feel comfortable making the decision along with them. They're not going to do it on their own. It's in this area of country, in Austin, this area of the state, it's not a popular thing to say that you don't agree with gender identity ideology. So it's going to be tough, but if we provide the space for them to do that and let them know that they are being heard and that, the that they're not alone, then I think more parents will step up and take their kids out.
Has Riley Gaines been made aware of what's going on in your neighborhood, in your neck of the woods? And do you think she might be able to come out there and maybe talk to parents?
Yeah, she and I have actually texted quite a bit about this policy. As you know, she's an extremely busy person, so she travels a ton, doing campus visits and speaking at public functions. So between myself, Riley, and Indiana to make a statement about this and get in front of it and hopefully have something done before the first meet on April 29th.
Well, hopefully you can share this podcast. We're fans of Riley Gaines. She's been on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Share it with her. And perhaps if there is a way that maybe we can get in touch with her, maybe she can do something remotely. As a matter of fact, I'll pledge this to you. If she and I can set a time wherever she happens to be around the country and she wants to talk about this specifically, we'll produce it and we'll make a podcast out of it. And we'll get it up on the website right away so you can distribute it to your parents in this league. If you guys can coordinate that, we'll make it happen.
Okay. I will pass that along immediately.
All right. Very well. Michelle Evans, everybody, the Austin Round Rock chapter lead for the Independent Women's Forum and Williamson County Republican Party chair elect. Thanks very much. Appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Thank you.
That there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you can read about this story. And also ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find me, the Chris Salcedo shows on morning talk radio and afternoon television on Newsmax across the country. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Get ahead of the postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.